今朝早咧，我哋有李俊杰传道为我哋正道，讲题系齐酒二礼。
This morning, Pastor Derek will share a message with us. The title is "Let's Walk the Second Mile Together."
经文系马太福音5:38-42，请听我哋到去读出。
Our scripture reading this morning is from Matthew 5:38-42。
38节，你们听过有话说，以眼还眼，以牙还牙。但是我告诉你们，不要与恶人作对。有人打你的右脸，连另一边也转过去由他打。有人想要告你，要拿你的内衣，连外衣也由他拿去。有人强迫你走一里路，你就跟他走二里。有求你的就给他，有向你借贷的不可推辞。
You have heard that it was said, eye for eye and tooth for tooth. But I tell you, do not resist an evil person. And if anyone slaps you on the right cheek, turn to them the other cheek also. And if anyone wants to sue you and take your shirt, hand over your coat as well.If anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go with them 2 miles. Give to the one who asks you, and do not turn away from the one who wants to borrow from you.
Thank you, Jonathan. Thank you, Lewis, for reading the scripture. Today we will have Lambert to help me to interpret. But before that, I would like to share the screen with you first, and I would like to tell you a story.Let me share the screen.
Okay, Jonathan 同埋Louis 嘅讀經，今日咧會有 Lambert 幫我翻譯嘅。
So I'm going to tell you a story first. These 2 weeks, my son start to have itchy skin again.
呢兩個禮拜，我兩個仔咧就開始周身痕啦。
A few days ago, Jedediah came to our bed early in the morning and he put his feet towards my face and asked me to tickle his itchy skin. I gently tickle his skin for a while and then, because I'm quite sleepy, slowly I fell asleep again and then he asked me to tickle again.
幾日之前呢，在在呢，一早呢，就嚟咗我哋間房，佢走咗上我張床。將隻腳咧對埋我塊面度咧，叫我幫佢摳。咁我細細力幫佢摳咗一陣，慢慢我又瞓著咗。跟住佢又叫我再幫佢摳。
Then I thought, I have done my part. You're able to do your own scratching. I'm very sleepy. I need to have some sleep. It's my right to sleep.
我心諗我都做咗我嗰份啦，你做咩唔自己摳咧？我好眼瞓啊，我要瞓啊，我有權去瞓㗎。
It's Jedediah's responsibility to put cream on himself so that his skin will be better. And it's certainly right that I have done my part to tickle him for a while. And I guess there's nothing wrong that I don't like people sticking his feet against my face.
没错，错错，已经大过了，他可以自己擦膏，那他的皮肤呢就会好一点的了。我也都有帮助他拗了一阵啦。其实我唔中意人怼只脚埋嚟我块面嗰度，呢一啲都冇错噶。
But as I look at his face, I loved him. I continue to tickle the cute little boy. Love is more than whether it's right or not.
但系我望到在在个样，我就爱佢。我继续就帮呢一个好可爱嘅小朋友拗痕。爱比起啱定唔啱系大得多嘅。
But what if it's not a cute little boy? I will surely kick that person off my bed. I don't have much patience, don't have much love when I'm sleepy.
但如果这个不是很可爱的小朋友，我一定会踢他落床，因为当我眼瞓的时候，我没什么耐性和没什么爱的。
When you love someone, you help no matter whether it's right or wrong to help. But if that person is your colleagues, your employee, or your boss, or even your parents, when you are requested to do something, you will consider whether it's actually our responsibility to do such things.
当你爱一个人，你唔介意去帮佢做一啲啱定系唔啱嘅嘢。但如果唔好意思啊，当你去爱一个人咧，你唔会介意咧去帮佢做呢做一啲嘢咧系啱定唔啱嘅。但如果嗰个人系你嘅同事、下属，又或者系你嘅老细，甚至系你嘅父母，当你佢哋要求你去做一啲嘢嘅时候，你会衡量系咪真系要帮佢做咧
？Someone said.The key to all relationships is justice. What is justice? Essentially, it's to know what is right and learn how to respond accordingly.
有人说所有关系当中最重要的是公道。究竟什么才是公道呢？可能就要知道什么是对不对，还有呢，学习怎样去相应地去做。
What is right?These days, right is to obey what the government says. Right is to do everything to prevent the virus getting into our community. Right is when we get back to the building, we set everything nice and decent.
乜嘢系啱咧？好似喺依家咧，可能跟足政府做就啱啦。尽量避免病毒入到我哋嘅社区就啱啦。当我哋翻到教会嘅时候，样样嘢干干净净、整整齐齐就啱啦。
A lot of the time, these became our focus. Being decent, being responsible, sticking to the rules. But are these our eternal goals? Can we really glorify God by complying to the rules, being decent?
很多时候我们专注在这些地方，好好看看，有责任，跟着规矩，这些但是是不是就是我们最终的目标呢？我哋跟足晒规矩，好好睇睇，系咪就能够荣耀到上帝呢
？Compliance is not something in our church vision。
喺我哋教会嘅愿景里面，并冇跟足规矩一项嘅。
It doesn't mean that we ignore the lockdown restrictions, but a church isn't defined by observing government's rule。
当然这样不代表我们是不理封城的规定，但是一间教会并不是根据政府的规定去定位的。
We will soon see that from the passage that a church isn't even defined by the justice found in the law of Moses.
但当我们去读经文的时候，我们会很快发现教会甚至不是根据摩西的律法去定位的。
Because the church,A bunch of Christ followers is defined by what Jesus taught and demonstrate. That's what we mean by Christ center.
因为教会一群跟随基督的人是应该根据耶稣所教所示范而去定位的。这个就是以基督为中心的意思。
What has Jesus taught in this short passage? He challenged our view in justice.
耶稣在这一段的经文想教我们什么东西呢？他挑战我们对公道的观念。
Jesus offered a new sort of justice, a creative sort of justice, a justice with generous love.
耶稣为公道提供了一个新的定义，一个有创意的公道，一个包含着慷慨的公道，包含着永不止息的爱的公道。
The old justice is fair and square.Eye for eye and tooth for tooth.
公道的旧有的概念是规规矩矩的，很公平的，以眼还牙，眼以牙还牙。
I'm not sure about you. This week when I heard about the incentive coupons for people who still haven't got the jab, I feel that it's our right to get some coupons too.
今个礼拜不知道当你听到有人为了吸引人去打针有东西派，你有没有觉得你已经很乖，一早打了针，应该更加值得到奖赏呢？
Well, eye for eyes is a lot more serious, but the concept is not much different. Eye for eye justice is to prevent an escalating revenge. It's about fairness. Say, an intentional killer should die, but you are not allowed to take out the killer's whole family.
當然以眼還眼是認真很多的事，但是這個觀念是沒什麼不同的。以眼還眼的公道是為了去防止不斷升級的報復，關係到公平。一個蓄意殺人的人應該是被殺，但是你不可以殺了他的家人。
The old justice is fair and is probably the best for the Israelites. But we know that Jesus won't kill the killer. He would die for the killer.
舊的公道是挺公平的，亦都可能是對當時以色列人是最有幫助。但我們知道耶穌不會殺了個殺人犯，他會為了這個殺人犯而被殺。
Jesus didn't die for his team of 12 or maybe 11. Jesus loved all those people who were listening, speculating, seeing if Jesus was for real. For the same, people around us are also seeing if we are for real. When we speak about love, are we really loving?
耶稣不单单为了他12个门徒或者11个门徒被杀，耶稣爱所有听紧佢、观察紧佢、睇紧耶稣系咪真嘅人，真嘅嗰啲人。我哋身边嘅人都系睇紧我哋系咪真嘅。当我哋讲紧爱，我哋系咪真系去爱呢？
Jesus is certainly not talking about loving the lovables. He's talking about loving our enemies. Here Jesus said, "Do not resist an evil person." In the passage, that anyone who slaps you is not your lover.That anyone who takes away your shirt is not your mother. This anyone is an evil person. How would you love them?
耶稣在这里不是讲着爱的可爱的，他是讲着要去爱我们的仇敌。耶稣在这里说不要跟恶人作对，在经文里面有人刮你一巴，那个不是爱你的人。有人拿去你的女衣，那个不是你阿妈去攞你的衫帮你去洗，那个人是一个恶人，你会怎样爱他呢？
If we would like to be the light of the world, we need more than just eye to eye justice.
如果我们想成为世上的光，以眼还眼的公道是不够的。
Jesus gave some examples.Not rules, but examples to inspire us to think the unthinkable. Unthinkable means things that are too unlikely or undesirable to be considered a possibility. And that's what Jesus was saying.
耶稣举了几个例，他不是讲规矩，他给了几个例子给我们，他去激发我们想下这个想不过的这些问题。想不过是指一些在人的眼中行不通的东西，或者在人的眼中觉得不愿意去做的事情。但是耶稣就是讲这些例子。
Jesus said, If anyone slap you on the right cheek, turn to them the other cheek too.
耶稣说有人打你的右面，连另一边都转过去由他打。
Well, being slapped on the right cheek,means being hit with the back of the right hand. Try that. It's an insult. What would you do? Will you fight back?
被人打你的右面呢，是代表用被人用右手的手背去打你，这个是一个侮辱来的。你被人打了之后会怎么做呢？你会不会打回他呢？
Jesus told us to ask the enemy to hit again on our left. That means with the front of their right hand. Now you still suffer.But not in a shameful way.
耶稣反而是叫我们去跟那个恶人说，你打完我左边，今次就是真的正手抽击了，打下来都还更加痛的可能，不过就不是一个侮辱。
I wonder, will they really slap you?
究竟那个恶人会不会真的会打回你呢？
Jesus also said, if anyone wants to sue you and take your shirt,Hand over your coat as well.
耶稣亦都话，有人想告你，要攞你嘅内衣咧，连件外衣咧都俾埋佢。
Your powerful enemy sues you in the court. Forget about winning your shirt back. Don't think the court will give you justice. try giving up your coat instead. It would mean that you got nothing left to cover your body, because in those days, it's usual that one only have two pieces of clothing.
你的敌人告你上庭，你不用想可以拿回件女衣，因为法庭不会给回这个公道给你的。耶稣说给埋件外衣给他啦，给埋件外衣给他，你就没有衫穿了，因为当时的人通常都是只有两件衫的，一件女衣一件外衣。
While it's certainly a shame to you, it's also a shame for those who suppress you.
今次这个就是真的一个羞辱了，但是同时间呢都是羞辱着那个压迫你的人的。
I wonder, will they really take your coat?
我都会想一下，究竟那个人会不会真的拿着你的外衣呢？
Jesus said, if anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go with them 2 miles.
耶稣说有人强迫你走一里路，你就跟他走第二里。
Roman soldiers at that time could force civilians to carry the equipment for 1 mile. That's the right. But the law also specified just for 1 mile. The soldier couldn't make you go for more than that. So Jesus asked us to go a 2nd mile.
当时的罗马士兵是可以叫平民百姓帮他们去拿东去行一里路的。这个是一个明文的规定。不过只可以行一里的啫，士兵不可以叫你行多过一里。不过耶稣叫我们行埋第二里。
It may surprise a soldier when you go against the violence and injustice in such an unthinkable way.
可能你这样做会吓窒的士兵，因为你这样做的回应是对他的压制还有是不公道的。
This is an unthinkable way.
可能你会说这个方法是想不过行不通的，你一定不会做的方法来的。
Those unthinkable ways are the ways that Jesus taught us to resist an evil person without using violence. Jesus taught us to resist them in a generous, in a loving, in a creative way.
这些想不过行不通的方法是耶稣教我们去对抗恶人的方法，不过不是用暴力，耶稣教我们是用一个有创意又慷慨又爱人的方法去对抗恶人。
It's hard. I mean, let's admit that it's hard. Only those who are born again can resist evil in that way. Because our lives is no longer ruled by this world.
我们想真下又真是很难去实行的，但是只是有那些重新得救的人才能够这样去对抗他们的恶人，因为我们的生命不再是被这个世界所统治了。
Have you ever followed what Jesus taught? Or do you stick with the usual eye for eye way?
你有没有试过去跟从耶稣所教的呢？你说你只是继续沿用以眼还眼的方法呢？
To follow Christ, we should walk the 2nd mile. As a church, we should also walk the 2nd mile. Response to the example that Jesus gave, I would like to propose 3 things, 3 unthinkable things for our church to do.
跟从耶稣呢，我们是应该走埋第二里路的。作为基督的教会，我们都应该走埋第二里路。去回应耶稣所举的例子，我想提出3样事情想不过未必做得过的事情，让我们教会去思想。
The first one is to glorify God in shame.
第一样是在羞辱中荣耀主名。
Glorify and shame doesn't really match. We want to avoid being in shame.Because of that, some churches try to take a zero-risk approach and be COVID-free until Jesus comes back.
荣耀和羞辱呢好像很不匹配。我们呢当然想避免羞辱啦，因为这样呢不少的教会呢都采取一个万全之策，避免在耶稣回来之前呢有传播病毒的发生在教会里面。
Yeah, we may bear a bad reputation if death is spread during our gathering, like the biggest church cluster in South Auckland. Not that they have broken any rules, it's just unfortunate. They have been sort of attacked. Some people insult them, not with the back of their right hand, but with words.
没错，如果病毒在我们的聚会的时候去散播，教会很容易就有坏的声誉。很多人呢不理你有没有犯规的，好像在南区最大的那间教会的群组里面，他们没有犯规的，但是都有人去攻击他们，有人去侮辱他们，虽然不是用手背，而是用他们的言语。
If that's us, should we stand up and argue with them that we haven't broken any rules? Or should we listen to Jesus, turn to them the other cheek, humbly admit that we could have done better, and perhaps allow people to throw their anger at us? In the news, it said that the church continued to serve the community.
如果是我们，你会不会跟他说，我没犯规啊？还是是你会被他打在另外一边，另外一边面，谦卑地承认我们是可以做好一点的，也都将让他们的愤怒可以发泄在我们身上。在这个新闻里面，我们还看到这间教会，他们去继续服侍当地的社区。
Jesus Christ was humiliated. He turned his other cheek. A notice about the cross was to mock Jesus, saying, "This is the King of the Jews." The soldiers mocked him. Even the criminal hanging next to Jesus insulted him. He said, "Aren't you the Messiah? Save yourself and us." But Jesus is still willing to be their Messiah. Jesus said,They do not know what they are doing.
耶稣被侮辱，不过呢，他转埋另外一边面被人打。在十字架上面，那个牌是写着，这是犹太人的王。士兵亦都戏弄他，同埋钉他的犯人里面，都一个去笑他说，你不是基督吗？救救你自己，救救我啦。但是耶稣仍然愿意做他们的救主。耶稣说，因为他们所做的，他们不知道。
What should we do as a church when we are ashamed?
作为教会，当我们被侮辱的时候，我们应该怎么做呢？
When it comes to COVID, we don't fight back when church gathering are blamed as a possible super spreader event. We admit that.It could be the case, and we follow the rules just as what everyone would do in a restaurant, in a gym.
当我们去讲到疫情，如果教会聚会被指为容易散播病毒的聚会的时候，我们会怎样去反抗呢？我们应该是承认，但是我们可能真的要去承认这件事是事实，但是呢，我们会尽力去做好。好像其他有些餐厅、健身室，他们都跟足规矩去做好的。
Another example, when it comes to gender issues, we don't fight back. Even when the church is blamed for suppressing people, because that's probably true. We look for equality by admitting that none of us have done perfectly right. Even in the marriage that God set up for us,We admit that we have many sins.
当我们去讲到性别的议题的时候，如果教会是被指责去抑压那些性小众的时候，我们不会反抗还击，反而呢，我们要承认，就算在上帝为我们设立的婚姻的面前，我们呢都没有一个人是做得够好，我们要承认我们都是犯了很多的罪。
And we don't fight for freedom for having religious gatherings. We should almost never fight for ourselves.
我们亦都不会争取宗教聚会的自由。从来我们都不应该去单单为自己而去争取。
On the other hand, when it's allowed, like we currently in level 3, step 1,Should we show love and care and support by seeing our friends or neighbors outdoors? That certainly would mean a higher risk of getting COVID.
在另一方面，好似我哋依家走到去第三级嘅第一步，可以俾我哋去探下朋友，去支持、照顾、关心佢哋嘅时候，我哋应该去唔去呢？咁样虽然系，但系就会增加咗传染嘅风险噶噃。
Our church has a couple who regularly visit the elderly home to bring them joy, laughter, and love, and most importantly, Jesus. They would have stayed at home. They are quite their elderly person as well. I mean, if they only consider their own health, but they gave up their rights of staying in an absolute COVID-free home and went to do this essential work.
我哋嘅教会咧有一对夫妇，佢哋自己咧都系已经系年长嘅夫妇嚟噶啦。佢哋咧经常咧都去探望老人院啦，去为佢哋带嚟欢乐欢笑。最重要咧系带嚟耶稣。如果佢哋只系考虑到自己嘅健康，咁佢哋梗系会留喺屋企里边啦。但系佢哋放弃咗呢一个不被传染嘅权利，做咗一啲好重要嘅服事。
We don't avoid the risk of being in shame.In shame or not, it's usually not our choice. If we want to be Jesus' servants, we can't hold on tight to our reputation. The way to glorify God is not to get all the approval from man. Just follow Jesus in everything. Head down the path of humiliation.
我们是不可能完全地避免羞辱嘅风险嘅，有时候咧系咪被羞辱，亦都唔系我哋嘅选择。如果我哋想做基督嘅仆人咧，我哋咧唔可以净系顾住我哋嘅声誉，荣耀神嘅路咧唔代表我哋系能够得到众人嘅赞赏嘅。跟住耶稣去做啦，就算要走上被羞辱嘅道路。
God is glorified when Jesus walks in shame. Shame is not unthinkable.
上帝是在耶稣被羞辱的时候得着荣耀的。被羞辱并不是想不过的。
So that's the first thing. The first thing is to glorify God even if we need to be in shame.
所以第一件事我要提出的是，就算我们可能被羞辱，我们都要荣耀上帝。
The second one is gaining in losing.
第二样呢，就是在损失中去扩展神的国。
Talking about risk, we managed our church finances very well in an earthly way. If you have read the financial report, you can see that we can continue to run an empty church for two whole years with the pastor speaking to nobody, with nobody offering to God.
剛才講到風險呢，我們在財政的風險，財政方面呢，就不是多大有風險了。當你讀到財政報告的時候呢，你可能見到我們的儲備呢，是會足夠我們的牧者呢，對著空空的教堂講足兩年度，沒有人信主，沒有人奉獻，都可以繼續營運的。
Yes, we should store up treasure in heaven, but it doesn't mean to accumulate in the church accounts.Every one of you have been loyal in offering. The church also need to be loyal in spending the offering in God's kingdom.
是，我们应该是积聚财宝在天上，不过这样不代表在教会的账目上面我们要积聚财宝。我们都大家都很忠心去奉献，所以教会呢，也都要同样忠心去使用你们的奉献，去建立，去扩展神的国度。
Doing things at a loss. Doing things at a loss. That's what we need to learn as a church.
怎样蚀钱这件事，就是我们作为教会整体，我们需要去学习。
Jesus said, if anyone wants to shoe you and take your shirt, hand over your coat as well. When we are scared, people may take our coats, we hold on to our shirt as tight as we could, even before anyone starts to sue us.
耶稣话：有人想告你，要拿你嘅女衣，连外衣都由他拿去。当我哋太过害怕人哋攞走我哋嘅外衣嘅时候， 就连人哋未过我哋之前，我哋都捉到自己件内衣洗一洗。
To me, our church saving from all this year sounds like our coat. We hold on tight, as if one day we would need that to save the church.
对于我来讲呢，教会在这么多年的存款呢，就好像我们的外衣呢，我们的老本呢，我们去紧紧这样捉住它。好像呢，有一天呢，我们需要这些钱呢，去拯救教会这样。
Well, yes, I'm certainly agree that savingcomes before spending. But God has been providing. God safeguard His church. So be generous as our God is generous.
没错，都同意，教会是需要储钱才可以使钱，但是上帝一直地去会供应。有时候上帝亦都亲自保守他的教会，所以慷慨啲啦，我们可以好像上帝，我们的上帝都是一样这么慷慨的。
But don't worry, while I have thoughts on how to spend the money to serve the needs in the community, I'm waiting for your response before proposing that.
当然不需要太担心主，虽然我有想过怎样可以去使用这些钱去服侍社区，去将福音实践在社区里面，我当然会等你们 先去回应，去提出，才去计划的。
It's actually quite funny to me that the treasurer, the church treasurer is translating for me today.
今日都很有趣，这个财政是帮我翻译的。
Well, ask yourself, are we willing to hand over our savings for God's kingdom?
先问一下你自己，我们愿不愿意将我们这个存款用在上帝的国度里面？
Okay, last one, one more to go.
最后一个。
If you have noticed in all the examples, Jesus asks us to offer to suffer. Actively offer an extra mile, offer our coats, offer our cheeks, sacrifice ourselves and do more than we legally have to.
如果你有留意在耶稣所举的例子里面，耶稣 都叫我们主动的去提出去受苦，主动的去走第二里路，主动的送上外衣，主动的给人块面，给人去打零，打埋另一块面，牺牲自己，做些超过法例要求我们所做的。
It doesn't sound wise if we are not a church. These days, even churches don't give people an image of serving, giving, and suffering.
如果我们不是一间教会的话，这些东西就好像很蠢了。但是现今的社会呢，教会给人的印象都不再是服侍供应和去受苦了。
We had car wash two years ago, and when everyone thinks that car wash is for fundraising, you surprise them with a free car wash. When everyone thinks that nothing is free in this world, surprise them with love and care.
我们两年前呢都有一个洗车的活动的了。当每一个人他觉得洗车是为了筹款的时候呢，或者送他一个免费的洗车给我惊喜他。当每个人在世界，在这个世界已经觉得没有免费午餐的了，我们去送上关心给我惊喜给他。
We live under the rules of the society and the world, but we do not just merely do what the law requires.
没错，我们在社会和世界的规矩底下，但是我们不单单是要做有规矩的事。
We are not just a company or a social club which protects our own interests and rights.
因为我们不是单单一间公司或者俱乐部，我们不是单单要去保护自己的权益。
We are not just a charity which need to maintain fund to operate for years.
因为我们不单单是一间慈善机构，要保住的基金以至一路这样去运作。
We are not a school which just teach the rules and ethics.
我们亦都不是一间学校去教导规矩和道德。
We walk the second mile.
我们要去行第二里路。
We are not walking a second mile for better reputation and honor.
我们去行第二里路不是为了更好的声誉。
We do that purely to love our neighbor. We are all in for others' benefits, for others to take advantage.
我们只是为了爱邻舍，完全专注在其他人的需要，让到其他人得益处。
Because we have already got the biggest prize.
因为我们已经得到最大的益处了。
Because we are a born again community.
我们是一个重生的群体。
We are the kingdom of God in this world.
我们是这个世界上的天国。
We are here to demonstrate a born again eternal life.
我们在这里是要展现复活生命。
We follow Jesus and have begun to live by the kingdom's rules here and now.
我们跟随耶稣，此时此地以天国的规矩去生活。
That's a Christ-centered church.
这个就是一间以基督为中心的教会。
We follow Jesus to live in a whole new, strange way.
我们跟随耶稣去过一个又新奇的、又新又奇的方法去生活。
Are you coming with us to walk the second mile together?
你会不会跟我们一起去行这第二里路呢？
I have prepared a few reflection questions for you.
我帮预备了几题反省的问题给大家。
Think of a situation in which God has asked you to go the second mile. Did you go ahead and take up the challenge, or will you do that?
或者你尝试去回想上帝有没有一次有没有叫你去行第二里路的经验呢？你有没有接受那个挑战呢？有没有敢做呢？你会不会敢做呢？
Are you willing to think of the three unthinkables in the sermon?Glorifying God in shame, gaining and losing, offering to suffer. Would you follow Jesus to live in this strange way?
你会不会愿意去想下那三样想不过的事呢？在羞辱中荣耀主的名，在损失的里面扩展神的国，主动去提出受苦，你愿不愿意跟随耶稣这个奇怪的生活方式呢？
Do you feel uncertain and scared when it comes to suffering? Ask God to help you to see Him so that you can suffer for others.
你在受苦时有没有感觉到不安或者是恐惧呢？希望耶稣能够给你看到祂，以致你可以为人受苦。
I'll give you a minute of time, which will...give you some music, and so that you can think about what you have just heard in the sermon and think about this question. And if you want to share about that, you can type your name in the chat, or you can put your hand up like that, and you'll have chance to share with our brothers and sisters afterwards.
我现在会给大家时间去思考一下，也都有些音乐给大家可以听到。如果你想去跟大家分享你刚才那些的有些回应的话呢，你可以是在这个 chat room 里面打你的名字，或者呢你不懂打呢，你可以就在你的你的镜头面前举起你的手。那我们呢就会带领姊妹来讲。
Washed away Yep, so as after